Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
It is a glorious miracle, this resurrection from the dead that happened on the third day. It changes everything. It is the very thing that sets our church year. If you know the date of Easter, you end up knowing the date of the first Sunday in Lent, Ash Wednesday, when transfiguration will happen. You know how long the summer of Trinity will be. It sets the date for everything. It changes everything. Not just the dates of the church year, but it changes our outlook on life. Because we know now that death has indeed lost its sting, that the grave can no longer hold us. Satan and his power of death no longer rule and reign and have dominion on this earth. Because the resurrection of Jesus is an established fact of history. There is no eyewitness, either in the first century or those who follow shortly thereafter, who do not agree on the facts. And the facts are these: that on Friday, a man named Jesus of Nazareth was crucified by the Roman government, handed over by the Jewish people, especially the chief priests, the rulers of the Pharisees, and the like. He was handed over to be crucified, and he died. And he was laid into a tomb newly hewn, that belonged to Joseph of Arimathea, and he rested there 3 days. And this one is important, that on the morning of the third day, there is no one who disputes this throughout history, that when anyone came to that tomb, whether they were friend or foe, whether they were believer or unbeliever, they all came to the same thing, which was the tomb was empty. It is an established fact. Now, they might try to explain it in a different way. They might say that the disciples stole his body. They might say that maybe he never really died. They might say a whole host of things. But this is an established fact. The tomb was empty. And that changes everything. For no one dies for a lie that they know is a lie. No one has ever escaped death by Roman crucifixion. And so all of the counterexamples, all of the counterarguments for Jesus not being in the tomb on that Sunday morning fail to muster even a modicum of reasonableness. And so we rightly, every Easter, year in and year out, cry out, Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Praise the Lord. Because this established fact, which changes everything, it changes not only our year and when we celebrate and what we celebrate, it changes not only our outlook on life and even on death in this life, it brings us a mighty consolation. Because since Jesus is risen from the dead, he is truly the Son of God. All of the scriptures bear witness to this. And since Jesus is risen from the dead, all of his teachings are true. Not only that he is the Son of God, but that his death counts for our sin. That he was crucified for our transgressions. The transgressions of the whole world. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And his resurrection proves that this is the case. The empty tomb proves that our sins have been taken away, and our sins are many. When we look into the mirror of God's law, we do not ever measure up. We can be a petty and selfish people, where we put ourselves first and God last. Where we put all the trappings of this world, all the niceties, all the blessings that God would pour out upon us in this creation before the Creator himself. And so when we stare into that mirror of his Ten Commandments, we are found wanting. We lack. We lack the glory of God because we do not give him glory, nor do we give him praise. But here is that consolation, that since Jesus is raised from the dead, what he accomplished on the cross is true. That your sins have been removed from you as far as the east is from the west. That he has come to make all things new. And he has made you to be a new creation in him. That in holy baptism, your old Adam has been drowned. That you have been united with him in a death like his. So that you most certainly will also be united with him in a resurrection like his. That sin and death that we still carry with us does not get the last word. Because the tomb is empty. Because Christ is risen from the dead. And he lives and reigns to all eternity. And since Jesus is risen from the dead, since his tomb is empty, that means the Father has accepted the sacrifice. And you have been reconciled to God, your Father in heaven. And this is the best news of all. That heaven has been made open to you once again. What was once locked, what once was guarded by a mighty angel with a flaming sword has now been made open because Jesus is raised from the dead. The Father has received him into glory. He is seated at the right hand of the Father on high. And there he serves as your advocate. Not only the one cheering for you, but the one speaking to the Father on your behalf to say, "This one is mine. My blood covers him. Let him in." What a mighty consolation as we go through our life, as we must face death. And even for you young ones, who perhaps have not faced death as some of the older ones have. You still face it. You see the increasing wrinkles upon your parents' and your grandparents' faces. You see their feebleness come up and almost take them. What better antidote to death than the resurrection of Jesus, than the empty tomb? This is all of our hope, and this is all of our future, that Jesus indeed is raised from the dead, that the tomb is empty, that the Father has accepted the sacrifice, and that heaven is now open to you, so that you may follow in the train of Jesus to the mansion prepared for you by his blood. This is what we look forward to. And this is why you are here, is it not? To receive him who is risen and living from the dead, to receive here his very lifeblood for the forgiveness of your sins, which grants you life everlasting, to worship him who conquered sin, death, and the grave. The women on Easter morning, they didn't yet get it, though they had the whole Old Testament, though they had 3 years with Jesus, they still did not understand. The male disciples weren't any better. They didn't even bother going to the tomb. But because of their failure and what then they witnessed, the empty tomb, the crucifixion of our Lord, we know better. And that is why we are drawn here week in and week out to receive what he gives and what he has accomplished. Do not take it for granted. Cherish it. Hold on to it. For as our Lord said before he was crucified, "Blessed is he who holds on to my word, who cherishes and keeps it. They will be given life." In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.